Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, October 8th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. New survey shows Americans more divided than ever before. That's no shock. Despite Joe Biden's pledge to unite the country, latest polls reveal the USA is approaching civil war-type division. Survey from the University of Virginia says a majority of Trump voters favor the idea of red states actually breaking away from the union. And 41% of Biden voters back a blue state secession. 8 in 10 adults say the opposite party from them is, quote, a clear and present danger to American democracy, unquote. Perhaps because of the great divide, the president's poll numbers are going down. A survey from Quinnipiac says 38% of voters now back Mr. Biden, 38%. 53% disapprove. A majority of those surveys say the current administration is not capable of running the government, which seems to be true if you look at the facts. There is some good news, however, in America. Progress in the fight against COVID is okay. A new medication to fight COVID could hit the market by Christmas. Unlike vaccines, the pill from pharmaceutical giant Merck will be prescribed to people after contracting the virus. Research shows the drug reduces the risk of hospitalization and death by 50% for breakthrough cases and for the unvaxxed. If approved, the pills could also be given to people with other respiratory infections like the flu. Out west, Los Angeles now mandating proof of COVID vaccination at most indoor locations. The rules require documentation before entering restaurants, gyms, bars, movie theaters, shopping centers, and most other places. New York has this, now LA has it. Individuals and businesses who refuse to comply could face fines of $5,000. Out of LA's 10 million residents, 80% have received at least one dose of the vax. And finally, shoppers noticing shrinkflation at grocery stores, consumers complaining about getting less than they used to when they buy anything. Cereal, paper towels, pretzels. All right, so what the manufacturers are doing is putting less in the carton for you, but you pay the same. In a moment, the folks have their say. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. Each Friday we do this. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. And by the way, if you want to follow us on Twitter, at Bill O'Reilly. First letter comes from Frank in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with school boards contemplating vocal parents as domestic terrorists. Are we approaching the straw that broke the camel's back? Well, I don't know about camels or straws, Frank, but this is going to hurt the progressive movement unlike anything we have seen. American parents, no matter what party, what ideology, most of them want to protect their children. And if there is a teacher indoctrinating their kids into things that the parents don't believe in, like critical race theory, the parents have a perfect right to object. To label those parents terrorists is one of the worst things I've ever seen. And that's what the Biden administration, through the Attorney General, is doing. That is going to blow back. Wait and see. Randy, Arlington, Texas. Bill, it's hard to imagine only 2 of 50 Democrat senators opposing the socialist spending bill. Are the other 48 considered progressives? They're afraid, Randy. If you go up against the establishment in Congress, and the establishment is headed by Nancy Pelosi in the House and Senator Schumer in the Senate, if you go up against them and you're a Democrat, an elected Democrat, then you are likely to be denied campaign money, which is regulated by the congressional leadership. So if you want to run for re-election, and remember, House people run every 2 years, you need money. You go against Pelosi, that money is cut off. Same thing in the Senate. So that's why you see these block votes on insane bills like the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. Ridiculous. Vern is in Rancho Cordova, California. No one can deny climate change. It's always been and will always be. The only debate is whether man is responsible. John Coleman, the meteorologist who started the Weather Channel, offered $1 million to anyone who could prove that man was changing the weather. He went to his death with no takers. Well, I knew John Coleman, good man, but nobody can prove why climate change is happening. It's impossible. So just this week, we learned that Antarctica has record cold. But the sane approach to this is for every human being on the planet to be environmentally aware and try to clean up their own backyard, their town. That's the way to go about it. And if we can transition to electric cars and stuff, that's good. Tim, Manhattan Beach, California. Who exactly is the media? Why do they all say the same thing? The corporate media is controlled by 5 major companies. The producers who put the shows on television pretty much tell their anchors and pundits what to say. And that's why it's so similar. Good letters. Keep them coming. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. James Bond returns to movie theaters today. The film No Time to Die is the 25th in the franchise. Since Bond's debut back in 1962, that was Dr. No, 7 actors have played him. Sean Connery, David Niven, George Lazenby, Roger Moore, Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan, and currently Daniel Craig. Lots of big names turned down the chance to play Bond. Liam Neeson, Clint Eastwood, Burt Reynolds, to name a few. Bond aficionados debate over who was the best British spy. Top of the list, usually Sean Connery. Here are some fun facts behind Connery's signature role. To make the actor appear more menacing in the movie Dr. No, set designers built all the furniture and props 10% smaller than normal. That did not apply to Ursula Andress. Anyway, the visual trick made Bond and his pistol appear larger than life. The makeup crew refused to let Sean Connery's baldness affect the film. The actor started losing his hair at age 21. From Goldfinger on, he is wearing a toupee. Sean's most remembered performance as Bond could be in You Only Live Twice. While the film was adapted from Ian Fleming's book, most of the story was created by a screenwriter, and that was children's author Roald Dahl. Sean Connery is also the only actor to play the role in non-consecutive films. He was Bond for 12 years, then stepped away. He was sick of it, but he came back in 1983 for massive money in the movie Never Say Never Again. It was Connery's last time in the tux. And here's something else you might not know. Things have changed a lot since James Bond first appeared in the 1960s. Now folks are asking, has 007 gone woke? The upcoming film has no Bond girls. In the past, 75 women have been the object of the spy's affection. The new movie has the most diverse cast in franchise history. The character Miss Moneypenny, now played by black English actress Naomi Harris, who does a nice job. No Time to Die will make a lot of money. It already has overseas. But the original James Bond concept is dead. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.